If you're like me, I'm trying to figure out why. Why are mortgage rates, why were, you know, a month and a half ago, they were at 8%. Now today, they're at 7%. So if you look over the chart over there, these are the top six products people use when they're buying their first property. Okay, so if you look at the 30-year fixed rate over there, you're seeing on the little, you know, caption down below, it's 8.08. That's the 52-week high. We hit that, I think, on October 19th. So we're 1% lower, basically, than where we were just a month and a half ago. So the question I would ask is why? And can it continue? So that's what we're going to try to dissect in today's video, because a lot of you guys are, you know, if you're even under contract right now, you're probably not buying for a month or two. Or if you're in the market, you're like, hey, I'm going to start looking maybe in February or March. That's when a lot of people start looking. You know, what are rates going to be at those times? So we're trying to project out, but it's really hard because every day some dynamics change. So, but let me give you some context today of what the future looks like. And we're going to break it down as briefly as I can and keep you guys as entertained as I possibly can. So here's the top six products people use when they're buying their first house. So my name is Dan Frio. What am I? What do I do? Well, I'm a mortgage advisor. I'm licensed in all 50 states. I've been doing this for over 30 years. I would love to help you. If you're out there, you're looking to maybe buy your first house, buy your first investment property, looking at reverse mortgages. We specialize at those and other types of loans, or you're just trying to figure out, can I buy a house in today's market? Well, we would love to help you. And I'll give you all my information at the end of this video. So the question today is, why is what's going on, and will it continue? Will rates continue to go down as robust as they've seen in the past month? I don't think so, and I'm going to show you why. So the first thing we want to look at on a daily basis that we normally look at is the economic data coming in for today. So the only economic news we have for today is initial jobless claims. They basically came in right in line, so it's really not going to skew the market one way or another today. But again, what we want to look at is, you know, why, what's going on, and then what's the projection for, let's at least say, the next 60 days or so. So what's really been causing mortgage rates to come down? Well, what caused them to go up? Well, was the fear of inflation, the Federal Reserve doing what they're doing. But now what we're seeing is a little bit of a pivot in the market. Here's what the commentary is right now. What's been driving the 10-year to better? So you might want to say, Dan, you watched the MBS market. Well, yes. And yesterday, if you watched my video yesterday, and I'll put it right up here for those that missed it. We follow the 10-year treasury. If you're following that, you can basically anticipate, okay, the yield on the 10-year treasury, normally, if you add 1.5% or 150 basis points to that, that equates out to where mortgage rates usually are in history. So a lot of people continue to watch the 10-year treasury, and a lot of investors buy into the 10-year treasury. Those investors are also buying into more mortgage-backed security bonds. And I'm going to explain a lot of this too at a latter part of the video. So we follow the 10-year treasury, but what's been happening with it? Well, we're having better than expected economic news on the inflation price. The Federal Reserve has been repricing, and also hedge funds are covering their shorts. So if you guys aren't, you know, savvy on the investment terms, what shorts are is this. If you usually, you and I probably, we usually don't short stocks, okay? And here's what shorting means. You go out and, you know, most of the time you're saying, okay, I want to buy Google stock because I think it's going to go up. Well, wonder if you think it's going to go down. What can you do? Well, you buy a short, meaning you're expecting the price to go down. And as the price goes down, you make money. Okay. So what happened is a lot of investors were saying, okay, we think the mortgage back or the 10-year treasury is going to go down and to continue to go down in price, driving up the yields. Well, now what they got to do is they got to start selling all their bonds. Okay, so they're covering their position, which in turn is helping the bond market. So that's one caption of this. The other caption of this, let me see if I can find it real quick, is right here. The expectations of a Fed cut. Well, just last month, they expected the Federal Reserve to cut rates by about 68 basis points. So just less than between 0.5% and 0.75%. Since then, it's basically doubled. Now they're saying the Federal Reserve's most likely going to decrease rates by 130 basis points. So a little over 1.25%. So all this is playing a role in where mortgage rates are going. So will this continue? Great question. So we're going to continue. I'm going to defer like the Federal Reserve does. I'm going to defer to as the data comes in. So if we continue to see inflation numbers coming down, okay, what we watch in that is the CPI, which is consumer inflation that you and I pay. what's called the PPI, which is producer inflation. So if the prices of producers' costs are going up, then they're going to probably most likely increase their cost to us. So it has a kind of a ripple or a float down effect. And then one of the biggest elements that the Federal Reserve watches is the PCE. That's another indicator of where the inflation front's going. So that's what we watch on a daily basis or try to. Then also we watch components like oil, okay? Because oil is a huge piece of our budget. So think of it. For farmers and that, they use fuel, oil, diesel, whatever they're using to plow up the ground, to do all their things. Then they use trucks to get their products from there to the manufacturer and so forth. So oil is in almost everything. Oil went from $90 a barrel to now we're in the 60s within the last 60 days. So that's crumbling as well. So that's where we're starting to see the dynamics behind a lot of things. And the economy starting to show cracks. Remember about a year and a half ago, the Federal Reserve came out. And if you don't remember, basically what they said is we're going to inflict pain on those out there within the households because we want more and more people losing their jobs. They said this. And we also want to take a huge chunk out of the housing market because that's fueling the cost of a lot of things up and up and up. Well, they jacked rates up to the highest level we saw in 40 years, and that took a huge chunk out of the housing market. It didn't really hurt housing prices much, but what it did is it brought the number of units sold basically to historic lows. So that's one dynamic that we saw. And there's a whole bunch of other things that we're going to watch on a daily basis. So my projection is this. We're going to continue to see the inflation numbers coming down. One area, too, is wages. So we're starting to see wage growth declining, how much money people are paid. So that's what we're starting to see right now. We're starting to see also sales to the consumer starting to come back down as well. Consumers just hit over $1 trillion in credit cards. Student loans payments kicked in. So a lot of this is going to start halting a lot of people's spending, especially after the holidays. So my expectations are that we're going to start to continue to see some good economic news on the inflation front. We're not going to have as much wage pressures as we're seeing. But the one thing in here that's really kind of got me on edge, the government keeps spending and spending and spending. So as they spend, they have to issue bonds. And the more bonds that they issue is going to hurt the markets and basically put a ground floor on how low rates are going to go, at least in the short term until we get our budget, the budget deficit in line. So in a nutshell, I'm predicting rates to kind of stay, where they should be. I did a video yesterday. Rates should be about 5.5%. We're still at 7%. So we have a huge drop there to kind of pick up. But when it's going to take effect, it's going to take a little bit of time. I'm still projecting, next year we're going to be at a baseline of 5.5%. But, it's going to be maybe a little bit of a bumpy road to get there. But I think we saw the peak rates and we're not going to go back to 8%. We're going to get below 7% here shortly, stay there, and then gradually, continue to drop throughout 2024. So that's my expectations. I'll do a forecast in a couple weeks, giving you guys the data that I went over and what my forecast was for 2023, see how I did, and then I'll give you my forecast for 2024, and that should be coming up in just a couple weeks. So with that data, let's get over to what the bond market's doing right now, and we also have a lot of data. So I subscribe to a system called MBS Live. You guys don't have to. It's kind of expensive. If you're a mortgage advisor, I'd highly suggest you do it. I think I have a link down below, but if I don't, just look up MBS Live. I don't make any money on it. I just think it's a fantastic tool. But it also has the economic calendar for today. So if you look over here, we have layoffs. Layoffs are continuing to increase. The previous reading was 36,000. It's increased to 45,000. That means more and more people are expected to get laid off. Okay, that's going to kind of help inflation. It's not going to help me and you, but it's going to help inflation. Jobless claims basically in line where they were. Continued claims dropped a little bit. I wasn't expecting that. Well, I kind of was expecting that a little bit because of the holiday season. But, holiday season is hard to predict. Wholesale inventories, those numbers aren't out yet. And consumer credit, where that's going to be. Consumer credit's now peaked over $1 trillion. So with the data we have today, what's going on with the bond markets? Well, basically nothing. They're flat. Okay, you can see right here, the MBS markets. So here's what I was talking about before. A lot of investors watch the 10-year treasury because if you take that yield on the 10-year treasury over historic terms, if you add 1.5% or 150 basis points to that, or just take 4.14 and add 1.5, you're going to get 5.6. Okay, that's in history where mortgage rates kind of should be if we take those factors in. But to really figure out what's going on with mortgage rates, I follow the MBS market. What is the MBS market? Well, it's mortgage bonds trading on Wall Street that's yields are the biggest component of your mortgage rate. So if we follow this, we're going to know exactly what's going on with mortgage rates. So an 8 tick, basically all you need to know is this. What's going on with the price? If the price is going down like you're seeing, rates are going to go up. Well, 0.08 isn't going to do anything, so don't fret there. But when the price goes up, rates come down. Okay, so let's go over where mortgage rates are again for today. Here's the top 6 products people use. So mortgage rates are down 1% basically from where we were about a month and a half ago. So you might be saying, okay, Dan, that makes my housing maybe a little more affordable. Or, you know, maybe I can refinance that loan I took out 2-3 months ago at 8%. You can. Okay, so let's go over to our website and I can show you some ideas on what you can do. Is if you just closed on a loan and you want to reach out to us, say, Dan, can you help me with this? Or you're locked in with a bank and that you called them back because rates have dropped over the last 30 days and they won't renegotiate with you. So you're at 8% or 7.75% and you're stuck. You're not stuck. Let me advise you what to do. So if you've closed, your rate's 7.5 or higher, or you're locked in at a bank and your rate's 7.5 or higher, please reach out to us. What do you do? Well, there's a loan estimate tab up there. It's fairly new. What I need you to do is click that button and it's going to take you right to this. And basically all I just need to know is a little bit about you, and then download your documents in there. Download your closing package in there if you want. Download your estimate from the other bank if you want. And I can analyze it. I'll analyze it personally, do a video and get back with you to show you how much savings you can have. And if there's no savings there, I'll be the first one to say, God bless you. What you have is fantastic. So, but if you're out there and you're like, hey, Dan, I'd love to just talk to one of you guys to see, can I qualify for a house in this market? Well, let's check it out. So what you need to do is one of three things. One, there's an apply now tab, kind of unique. What you're going to do is click that. What it's going to do is ask you a few questions. We don't just launch you out to the application software because you might not even know, you know, can I even qualify? Does the numbers work? Can I talk to somebody? What we're going to do is set up a consultation with you. And if you don't want a consultation, you can skip through and just go ahead and apply now. But if you really would like to just talk to us or maybe email me directly, you can do that as well. So at therateupdate.com, what you do over here is you go down and scroll down to the bottom. You're going to see things like tell us about yourself, choose a plan, get your loan, find loan products. It tells you what kind of products there are and, you know, breaks them down for you so you can at least educate yourself a little bit on that. Goes through mortgage calculators. And then down at the bottom, it's going to give you my information. You can give us a call and all the information is right here. Our 800 number as well as my email address. And if you email me, I promise you, I'll email you back directly. And most of the time I do it in video form just to kind of give you a little bit of a more personal touch. And it's an easier way to answer your question directly and to the point. So that's it for today, guys. Thanks so much for watching. And I hope you joined us last night. Kyle and I went over a new, you know, max mortgage calculator that you can purchase from us to explain, because the number one question people have is, how much can I really afford? So if you want to check out that calculator that we did, and it's robust as all get out, it's really cheap. It's right down below in the description. And if you use the promo code Dan, my name is Dan Frio. So if you use the promo code Dan, you're going to get 20% off. So thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic day. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.